Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 137, verse 6. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Now, in order to understand this verse, we've got to make sure we get the context. This psalm, Psalm 137, is a psalm of lament. It's talking about how when God's people were exiles in Babylon and separated from Jerusalem, separated from the temple where the glory of God dwelled among his people, separated from the land that God had promised to them that they had dwelled in for all those years. So when they are in this state of separation and sorrow and longing, the prayer here in Psalm 137 is, God, don't let me forget what joy it was to be in your presence. Don't let me forget what joy it was to be walking in obedience to you in the land where you had provided, because God's people had disobeyed him, had sinned against him. That's why they were driven into exile. And so the psalmist is praying here, like, let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth, like not even be able to talk if I forget, if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. So basically the psalmist is saying, here in Babylon, help me not to get so caught up in all the stuff around me in this foreign land that I forget to long for you, God, and for your presence and for the joy of obedience to you in the land that you've called your people to. So obviously, you and I are not in the same situation, same context, but there are so many parallels here that are really helpful because, well, just think about it. We have, what the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, we have a citizenship in heaven with God, where we will one day be with him perfectly, completely, wonderfully in his presence. And we long for this. That's why Paul said two chapters before that, right? To live is Christ and to die is gain. It's better by far to be with Christ. Like, he longs for that kind of fellowship with God. And yet he knows he doesn't have it yet. He's a citizen on this earth, but he's longing to be with God in a good and healthy way. And he's wanting to live as a citizen on this earth, not forgetting, but remembering where his true citizenship belongs. Like, that's just one parallel, but that's a pretty powerful parallel. Like, for you and I to live today, this week, realizing, don't forget, you're my, in Christ, all who are in Christ, you're my citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is somewhere else. Yes, we are earthly citizens. We are citizens of countries here on this earth, and we want to be responsible and good and God-glorifying citizens on earth, but we will only be that when our eyes are fixed on our citizenship to come, when we don't forget we're not living for this world. We're living for another world. Don't forget that we're not living to enjoy and give ourselves to all the stuff this world offers us. We've been created for enjoyment in something, someone far greater. So we don't store up treasures for ourselves on earth, Jesus says, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. We store up for ourselves treasures where? In heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, Jesus says, there your heart will be also. So make sure, just like the psalmist was saying in Psalm 137, I don't want to forget to make sure my heart is back where you dwell and where I can live in obedience to you and enjoy the land that you've promised to us and given to us. So let's not forget today to live with a heart that is set on our citizenship in heaven and we are storing up treasures there. God, help us, we pray, to live with an eternal perspective. Help us to remember today that this world is not our home, that all the shiny, attractive things that this world offers to us, pursuits, pleasures, possessions, help us not to forget that they don't compare with the future glory that will be revealed in us, with the eternal treasure that we're living for. Just like you said, Jesus, to that rich young man, when you told him to sell everything he had, give it to the poor, come follow you, because he could experience treasure that will never, ever end. God, help us to live for treasure that will never, ever end. Help us to use our resources on this earth like we are citizens of heaven, storing up treasure there, not here. God, may it be like, let our tongues stick to the roof of our mouths if we do not remember where our citizenship is. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.